B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Show.
You know we love it.
Drink like a fish, eat like a fat pig. Come on, baby.
Happy Thanksgiving week, the week where nobody does anything except thinking about food.
Oh, I was going to say nobody does anything. That's all I'm doing is doing everything for the food.
Well, you're right. Preparing for the day. But, like, work is not a thing.
No.
You don't work.
We're coasting this week. You probably are, too.
You're more worried about getting everything prepared for that one big meal. Mm-hmm. By the way, Meanie is going to be out all this week for Thanksgiving, and hopefully he'll be back sometime next week. We'll talk to him then. But until then, you got me, Roy, Loren, and producer Nicole. Loren, what's your one thing?
I mean, I literally just spent the entire weekend thinking about Thanksgiving this year. And it's like I have people helping me with things, but the people in my life need to be micromanaged, and that's kind of crappy to say, but it's true, and they would admit it. So, like, my mother has a very large freezer at her house, so she has both of my turkeys. But I had to, I told her last week, I was like, hey, on Friday, you got to take the turkeys out because they need to start de-thawing, whatever. And she's like, oh, you're going to have to remind me. I'm like, why do I have to remind her? I'm reminding you now.
Do you want turkey?
Right. I'm like, set your Siri. So it's like I then, even though I've asked somebody else to do something for me, have to remind myself to remind that person to follow through on their end.
You know, so this weekend I was getting everything ready for Thanksgiving. Still have to get a few more things. Somehow, by the way, because this is, you know, my second time ever hosting. You said an article how, like, I think Thanksgiving's supposed to be only $6 per person. I've already spent like $500 and I'm not even close to being done.
Lies. Like $6 a person doesn't even cover my wine budget.
Oh my God. I don't know. Like I don't know how to do this cheap. I will get better at it.
Yeah.
Cause I'm miserable spending so much money on this dinner. But over the week, well, go ahead.
I was going to ask, does your family offer to chip in? Like, our family offers to chip in, but then I always feel obligated to say no because I'm like, no, we're hosting.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Family offered to chip in. I said no. I was like, you know, when I came up for Christmas, I didn't throw money down on the table. No, it's ridiculous. Don't pay anything. I'm hosting.
And then you see the bill and you're like, adding it all up.
And I know it's because I'm not doing it right and or it's the first time I was ever getting some of these ingredients. So I noticed, and maybe Nicole and everyone else listening, your house is like this too. You don't have a set of things. Like, I didn't have a set of glasses.
Okay. Well, because we're having so many people this year, I don't have enough water glasses. So I am going through that.
So, and I'm like, I don't want for Thanksgiving Sterling's mom to be sipping from a Mountain Dew All-Star Hornets 2019 mug.
And we're all doing the same thing right now. We're all going to Marshall's today, and we're trying to find sets of 12 and 16 and 8 and whatever. So the line at Marshall's is like around the building twice.
Right. I was at Williams Sonoma. I've never been there before. It was a really nice place.
Some coin, too.
Hear me out. They had pumpkin stuff on clearance. And I was like, well, pumpkin still fits Thanksgiving. Like, sure, I know Christmas is like now, but so I bought these beautiful pumpkin plates that were like $65 marked down to $25 for a set.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though I went to the fancy place, and let me tell you something about you fancy richos. I went to this place called Birkdale Village.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. You just smell the money in there. Woo! It was so rich. Nicole, get this. So rich. They had fake snow on the ground for the kids. I ain't making that up.
They had it was a whole thing this weekend. They had bounce houses everything.
There was a North Pole with structures built for Santa.
Did you get a card for the snow?
What?
You know, I have like my Santa thing coming up.
A card for the snow?
Yeah, did you get a card for me?
Like, what does that even mean? No, I didn't, but I should. I mean, and not just like fake snow that like falls and then like melts on the ground. No, they had snow on
so
the
that
ground.
You can make, like, snowballs and throw them at each other. And
shocked. I'm like, these rich people live in a different world than I do. Yeah, I did that over the weekend, getting everything together for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I would have run with you on the weekends so badly.
What do you mean? Well, we'd have fun.
I know we would.
We'd have a lot of fun. And then I was, I don't think we have enough time in today's show. I was attacked by turkeys.
I saw something else that you posted, too, that I was like, he better talk about that. Now I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I don't know. I was attacked by like five turkeys. Go ahead.
Your leaves. Was it his leaves?
Oh, yeah, my leaves got trampled
the leaves.
On. Oh, I'm
we got to talk about that later. We can't even get into it right now.
Oh, I feel like such an old man. It was twice in one day.
You are a victim of...
a hate crime!
of mischief. I'm sure it was children.
A hate crime! They're like the gaybos live there, trample on his leaves. Okay. Nicole, is there anything
you... Calm down, old man.
I was so upset. Nicole, is there anything you want to add? Anything that happened to you?
No, just had a pretty chill weekend.
Long distance. Were you? How many hours were you on FaceTime with your long distance girlfriend?
Oh, do we have enough time here? Because I want to... Nicole did something long distance with her girlfriend this weekend that... required taking a cycle class. Like, they both took a cycle class at the same time.
Okay, so we have a lot to get to, then.
We have so, like, our weekends, forget it.
Okay, so much to get to. Let's play a song here. Lil Nas X, Industry Baby. We'll come back with more. It's a new episode of the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Okay, so, Nicole... what did you do this weekend?
This weekend, I took a cycling class with my girlfriend in different time zones. Yeah.
But at the same time. Like, you guys both took a class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what time was it for you when you took the class?
Well, so we both did a 10:30 class. So with the time difference, when I got out of my class, she was going into hers.
But we I see what you're saying.
Right. So I took a 10:30 class here, and then she took a 10:30 class in Mountain Time.
Okay. Because that'd be cool if everyone across the nation was doing it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So how was it?
It was good. Our butts hurt.
Yeah, cycling is not... like, you can't just do it one time and think you're going to be good at it.
I don't think I knew you had a Peloton.
I didn't. She went to an actual, like gym that has classes. That's why I found it so interesting that they both, like, they're continuously doing these kind of like dates, but from afar.
Yeah.
Like, we went to an actual cycle class.
I wonder what else are you going to do where you can do long distance dates?
By the way,
at the end of that date, what do you do? Do you call her and be like, oh my God, is your ass hurt too?
I called her and I was like, good luck. And then she called me afterwards and I was like, I'm dead. We'll do Thanksgiving on FaceTime. We'll have like a Thanksgiving meal on FaceTime.
Sure, you can do like movie night,
yeah,
watch TV together.
We started You on Netflix season 3. We press play at the same time, and I always have to press play a little bit before because
delay,
in my opinion, I'm better at syncing it up, so if I get a little bit before, I can hear hers and pause it and press play until we're synced up.
That's what I, you know, there's a service that you can do that on where you both can log in at the same time and it happens at the same
Netflix
time.
Netflix has it embedded in.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that on Netflix, so we just
you
do
have
that.
To do it on a desktop.
Got it.
We have laptops.
Yeah, you have to do it. You have to do it on a computer. I don't think like the app on the TV works that way, but you can watch with friends on Netflix.
Yeah, so we've done that. We will do a lot of like our meals that we would typically like cook at home together.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We cook that like at the on the same night.
How late were you up last night with her?
Not like maybe like 9:30.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So for Thanksgiving, how are you doing that with long distance?
I purchased like something like just from that you can pick up like mm-hmm. a meal just because she's staying in like hotels and Airbnbs.
Oh, so you got her a pre-cooked mm-hmm. Thanksgiving meal mm-hmm. and then do you have the same meal or are you going to be with your parents?
Making the same meal. I'm going to be cooking similar stuff with a little bit more variety.
Okay.
Do you set an iPad up at the table like at a chair?
I probably will, yeah.
Okay.
So you and mom sit there with girlfriend. That's so funny.
So your girlfriend will come be at your Thanksgiving with your mom virtually.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what time are you planning on eating?
I got to figure that out because she works night shift. Yeah. So it'll probably work out to where it'll be like early lunch for her. And I'll probably, honestly, because I'll also do Thanksgiving with my dad, and I'll probably do the same thing there.
You'll do it twice with her?
Probably. I mean, what I got her, like, they don't have, like, Thanksgivings for one.
Yeah.
So she's going to have lots of leftovers, and, I mean, I want her to equally spend, you know, time with my dad as much as my mom. So, yeah, we'll probably do it twice.
That's cool.
So interesting.
You got to do what you got to do.
That you're going to have a robotic girlfriend at your Thanksgiving.
2021 is wild, huh? Right?
And like she's gonna freeze at some point, or the Wi-Fi will drop
totally,
out.
Because my mom lives in the sticks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Can you pet? Listen, just you know, you're like trying to.
It's like that that one commercial where it's talking about I think Wi-Fi, and they show the baby and her sister's face like freezes, and you're like, you don't want to snub your niece.
Yeah.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, the things that people are most likely to forget to buy for Thanksgiving. What do you think the number one thing, the number one most forgotten Thanksgiving related item is?
Cranberry.
What do you think, Nicole?
I'm going to say dessert, pies.
The number one is cranberry.
Mm.
How did you know that?
Because I have forgotten cranberry before.
Oh, see, I would.
And I only like the trashy jelly cranberry.
The trashy jelly cranberry? What's
from
that?
From the can. I do not like fresh cranberry.
Yeah. You like your cranberries a little bit on the trashy side.
I do.
Oh, it's funny. Cranberries, number two was fragrant spices such as like thyme. Number three, napkins. Four, beverages. Five, pumpkin spices. Six, pie crust. Seven, potatoes. You can't forget potatoes on Thanksgiving. You need that starch.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, plates. Number nine, of Thanksgiving decor. Number 10, candles. Those are the most forgotten items to buy for Thanksgiving.
You did just remind me to get rosemary, though.
I noticed that you put something down on your list. Every day, Lauren starts with a piece of paper, and she has a gazillion to-do things on it by the end of the day. Okay, we still have a lot to get to. What compliment do you wish somebody would give you? 704-570-9595. We'll talk next. I want to thank
you. Happy Thanksgiving.
It is the Thanksgiving week.
This is the MRL Show. Oh. Rainey, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
That is us. Thanksgiving week, though. So, we are thankful for a lot of things this week. But there's sometimes you're wanting and you're wishing that someone would just give you a compliment. Maybe there's a new outfit you've been wearing. Maybe you've done something. You've lost some weight. What compliment do you wish somebody would give you?
I really just want somebody to, like, feed me tacos and tell me I'm pretty.
Loves that. Amazing. I was just wanting Taco Bell yesterday, Lorraine. What are we doing later? 704-570-9595. What compliment do you wish someone would give you? Listen, don't be ashamed. Ask for it. What do you want?
I mean, I don't know. I know people hate asking for compliments, and they're also not great at taking compliments.
Right. Oh, I'll take a compliment. I'll take that one in a heartbeat. Like, let's compliment each other in here. Producer Nicole.
I wish your mic was on so that everyone could have just heard you go, oh, come on.
You're part of the show.
Let me run the board.
You're part of the show. Producer Nicole, That is a really nice necklace you're wearing. Is that like a photo of your long-distance girlfriend and a keepsake on your necklace? What is that?
It's a J.
Oh, it's a J.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I can't see that from here. Well, that's a very nice necklace.
Thank you. I've worn it for about 8 months now.
Loren.
Yes.
I think you are glowing today.
Well, thank you.
And I love the gold hoops.
Thank you.
And you're very blonde. And that is a compliment.
I just got my hair done. Thank you. Yeah,
you look great.
Thank you.
You look great. All right. Let's see here. We got some text messages. Anything that will get me off of these stupid dating apps?
Oh, to give compliments?
To give compliments? Yeah.
Somebody said...
What's that? I want my husband to put my picture in a frame. This is Employee of the Month. And put it in the kitchen to thank me.
That is funny. That's actually hilarious. And I wonder if... Because I hate to say if you have to ask for the compliment, then you don't appreciate it as much.
Right.
But I wonder if you, like, made that joke in passing, if your husband would really pick up on it or not.
Well, I know that compliments are free to give, and it puts smiles on people's faces. Mm-hmm. So as we're going to be all thankful and doing the whole Thanksgiving stuff on our face... compliment each other.
I agree.
Like my hairstylist, Catherine, I love her to death, which, by the way, I got to go see if she's available this week. But I love her to death. Every time she sees me, she says, you've lost weight. Her and I both know that's not true. We both know that. But that is a very nice compliment, and I really appreciate it. I've gained 10, Catherine, but thank you. I do look great today.
Somebody told me that I lost weight, too, a couple of weeks ago or whatever. And I was like, I've literally gained weight. Literally.
And but that thank
was,
you.
But I didn't even say thank you. Like, it was like that awkward exchange where I was upset about it. I was like, no, that's just I put on a few pounds and I look different.
Oh, how about this text? It says, I'm a first-year teacher, and I just sometimes wish someone would tell me that I'm doing a good job.
That, I think, is my biggest thing. And I'm not really a words of affirmation person, but it does make you feel good from time to time. Like, I love throwing parties. You know what I mean? And I want people there who appreciate the time that I put into
it. Sure.
Like, if people don't appreciate it, then I'm like, hmm.
Do you guys want compliments? Is this what this...
No, I think... No, this isn't a self-serving thing. I just think... I think the world would be better if we just gave them out more.
Okay, I'll give you a compliment.
Go ahead. Thank you. I'm skinny.
Roy, you are very smart, and you know a lot of things. And
you're just saying that because I'm wearing my Harvard... Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't even see your Harvard
shirt. Oh, okay.
And you're very smart, and you're very curious, which leads you to learning a lot. So
that is true.
There's a lot of things that you know where I'm like, dang, he knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And Loren, you handle everything in your life with such grace.
I feel like that was a lie.
It's not.
Yeah, the way that came out was rough. You got to work on your compliment delivery.
Thank you.
No, don't turn your mic off. I'm so sorry. We should be okay. That's the other thing. Give compliments and be better at taking compliments.
I need to take compliments better. Thank you, Nicole.
And also to the teacher who says, "I wish somebody would say I'm doing a good job." You're doing a great job, and don't ever second guess yourself for a second.
Nicole's mad at me, but I've flown off the handle twice this week, which is why I took that as a backhanded compliment.
All right, we gotta go, bro.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Manny's out this week. Maybe he'll be joining us next week. But we'll have a special... we're going to relive a moment of one of our favorite moments with Manny here coming up soon. We'll play a pre-recording of him. So with it being Thanksgiving, we are always thankful. But what about receiving and giving compliments? Like, you don't ever want to ask for compliments, but you wish somebody would. And we got a text message in at 7:04 that says, I enjoy compliments on my smile because my smile is an insecurity to me. Because my teeth aren't perfectly straight. Well, you have a beautiful smile. And when you smile, you brighten up a room. So please keep smiling.
I love that.
Love that too.
Yeah. So we all have little things.
Yeah. Now, I was not smiling last night when teenagers were jumping up and down on my bags of leaves.
Okay, so Roy posted on his Instagram story that teenagers had come and trampled the leaves. Mm-hmm. And I saw that, and I wondered so many things. Like, okay, did it happen while you were home? Did your security cameras pick it up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. To all of that.
You were home?
Yes.
Why didn't you go out?
So, the neighbor kids earlier were kind of doing the same thing. They were playing basketball, and I have, you know, we had a big, a large amount of our leaves fell, and so we had, like, I don't know, you should see how many bags.
I saw.
It's like 15 bags.
It's not a normal, like, amount of bags to have out. Like, typically when my husband mows the lawn, there's, like, maybe two bags outside.
Right.
Well, I had, like, 15.
Right. I mean, it was a massive amount. But, you know, we have to clean up the yard. Thanksgiving's coming up and you know, whatever. And so we had a large amount. And so the kids were playing basketball, and they would do this move where they would throw the basketball into the hoop, and then they would, like, fall back into our bags of leaves. Now, because the city of Charlotte's, I guess, trying to be green and eco-friendly, they don't allow plastic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to use these stupid brown grocery bags to put our leaves in, and I hate it. I hate it.
And I would imagine that they rip and they tear,
yes,
so now there's probably leaves all over your yard again.
Oh, my gosh. I felt like an elderly old man, like, damn, kids, get off my yard, you know, that type of thing.
I can't believe you didn't go out.
I did go out for the first group of kids. I did go out, and I fixed it up, and I was like, hey, you guys need to be careful. You know, these, if it's too ripped, the city won't pick them up,
uh-huh,
and then you're going to be picking them up.
Right.
You know, that whole thing. And then so while we're sitting inside and it starts getting a little darker, there's teenagers that start roaming the neighborhood, and they didn't just, like, fall into it like the little kids. They trampled it. They used our bags of leaves like it was a trampoline. Like, you should see this photo. I have a photo posted up on my Insta at Roy the DJ, but we'll
send it to me. We'll put it,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the,
at the MRL show.
At the MRL show as well. But, I mean, they just, it's like, I think one kid drop kicked it. Like, I mean, it's like, I don't even understand how it's that destroyed. And I was mad because I didn't see this. I didn't witness it. I saw the footage. So I took all the evidence and I went to my neighborhood Facebook page. And I said, there's some teenagers in our neighborhood that think it's fun to trample on my leaves.
Hmm.
And I put all the evidence and receipts. Uh-huh. So hopefully there's a mom in my neighborhood that could see it. And then I put it on the Nextdoor app and pretty much putting something along the lines of, these kids are ridiculous. Do better. You know, I was,
yeah,
mad. I was,
uh-huh,
fuming. And then I had that moment where I'm like, oh, my gosh.
You're the angry old man.
I'm an angry old man. Who cares? The kids are just having fun in leaves.
Well, listen, like I said, if it was one bag of leaves, I get it. You go out and you pick it up and you put it back. You had 15 bags, which means to me, you probably spent all day putting them in there.
Right. But I don't know. Then I felt like bad that I got so mad. And I felt, you know what I mean?
704 just texted in and said, I saw Roy's photo on Nextdoor and Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to find the Nextdoor post. For the life of me, I can't find my own post. I don't know how to operate the Nextdoor. We never use the Nextdoor app.
For anything except for anything. A lost dog in this.
Right. And so I don't even know how to use the app. But yeah, I'm glad you saw my post. And by the way, the post was revised. There was an angrier post where it said, if I catch these kids, they'll be sorry. And I deleted that.
Yeah, that's probably,
because I don't want anyone thinking I'm out there hurting kids. But yeah, the person texting in said that, oh, it's under my fiance's name.
You're just going to spray them with the hose if they do it again.
Right.
Right.
Or I'm going to, and then there was some old guy who posted to be like, see, these kids, their grandparents need to make them rake them leaves for, you know, all season long.
Hmm.
Okay. So we still got more of the Main Road There In show to get to. If you ever want to chime in, you can always call or text.
Laughs, drama, and a whole.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
pumpkin spice. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Does anybody else do this? And I beg just one person to be honest with me if you do it. And I know that everybody on the show is going to be like, ew, that's dumb. I never do that. But do you ever, like, I was in line the other day at the Harris Teeter, and there was this woman behind me, and she was somewhat attractive. You know, as I'm sure I was to her. And so do you ever do this thing where you go, I'm going to pretend in my brain that we're married or that we're together?
Really?
Yes. Yes. I don't know why I do that, but sometimes I find myself standing next to somebody and go, imagine if I was her, if I was like part of that family. Like, those two kids were mine.
Well, but how far does it go?
Nowhere. Nowhere. I just look and smile, and then I'm like, okay, we're all at the grocery store together, or we're all at the CVS checkout together, and that's my wife. Does anybody else do that imagination play in their head? Just like a little imagination thing, you know, like...
I think...
like, you know, if you're standing next to someone in the checkout line, or you're doing something, it's just kind of like, hey, this is my wife, we're checking out together. It's my girlfriend.
But that's not even interesting.
I didn't say it was interesting. It's just something that goes on in my brain. Nicole, do you understand what I'm saying?
It's interesting how your brain works.
Not at all, but I will say the closest that I can relate to this is sometimes when I'm out and I see strangers, like couples, I will wonder how they move furniture.
Okay.
I bet a lot of people wonder how me and Sterling do it.
Okay, so like... So, like,
I'm a big guy.
On that front, what Nicole said, like, the woman I saw the other day had super, super curly hair. And I was like, how would I deal with her super, super curly hair being all over the bathroom floor all the time?
That's really how far your mind goes?
803 just said, oh, my God, Manny, I do that, too.
Wow. Thank you. It's just a little random brain game that you play. And I want you guys to try and do it. No harm, no foul. You don't talk to the person. You just stand there next to them and go, this is my wife today. This is my girlfriend. And I'm just here with her. We were checking out.
But you don't even say that when you normally check out.
No, it's just in your brain, dude.
That's so weird.
Typically, everything about grocery store shopping is miserable for me. Mm-hmm. I don't even have time to think. I don't have the emotional capacity to try to imagine myself in another relationship. I just want to get out.
Like you love like salt and pepper hair guys.
Mm-hmm.
You see another guy with salt and pepper hair. You know what I mean? And you're just like, that's my husband. That's all.
I might look at someone and go, it'd be more interesting to do something else with them.
No, that's too far.
Oh, that's inappropriate?
That's inappropriate.
But you having a committed marriage is okay to fantasize about.
I saw...
I feel like y'all role-play.
I saw...
I think it was him and his wife. Yeah, yeah, for sure they role-play, right?
I saw a woman...
Like, I saw this woman at the grocery store today. Her name was Jane. Can you pretend to be Jane?
Yeah, we do stuff like that. Who doesn't?
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
Hold on. Let me give you one more example.
You standing at the grocery store checkout, I feel like you're saying it stops there, but I don't feel like it stops there.
It does.
There.
It does. Trust me. I couldn't even point the woman out again if I saw her. But I saw somebody at my favorite DB's, my favorite little tavern by my house. She was attractive. She had a Rangers hat on, Rangers hockey team. I'm a diehard Devils fan, their rival. And I was like, I think to myself, if I was dating her or I was married to her, we would have major conflict. That's all.
You know, the closest I can relate to this is that I've been at the grocery store and I've looked in someone's buggy and I'm like, I want to go to their place for dinner. That looks like they're buying some good stuff.
716 texted in and said, when I'm on a plane, I try and figure out what kind of society we'd start if we crashed and who I'd probably end up with if my husband didn't make it. Like, who'd be the leader, who'd be useless, etc.
That's awesome.
804 says,
it's lost.
Yeah, it's lost. I typically will wonder what other people's lives are like. It's crazy that they live an entire life and we just bump into them at the grocery store for 5 minutes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And I immerse myself into that person's life for just an instant. I'm like, okay, that's my wife right now.
Every time I'm at, like, at the grocery store at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and it's busy, I'm like, what do you people do for a living? Why? I know why I'm here. Why are you here?
That's so true.
Look at the last text we got from 802.
Hold on.
They said,
I'm getting more now.
It says that, thanks for ruining all my future grocery store visits, Manny.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Shane. What's going on, Shane?
I'm doing pretty good. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mr. Brown from the U.S. Census Bureau. I thought I could catch you real quick. I got Form 12 of the 3DDs, and evidently it wasn't filled out properly. So it's the questionnaire I got to fill out for you and submit in for the census.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, you caught me by surprise.
I'm sorry, yeah. Shane. I'm sorry. It's just going to take a couple seconds. By the way, Shane, you got a deep voice.
Yeah. I've been like this since I was like 12.
Wow. I'll try to talk as deep as you.
Don't even try. It's just how it is.
Where do you stand on the whole save money versus YOLO debate?
It just depends on the day, honestly.
Well, are you a white or a dark meat guy?
I don't know. Dark meat, I guess.
Okay, so you like the turkey legs?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah. I'm more.
Weird question.
What time, we want to understand what Americans do on Thanksgiving. What time do you wake up on Thanksgiving to go shoot your turkey?
Oh, I don't shoot my turkey. I'm not much of a cook. I usually just go to someone's house and they make turkey. I'll bring it aside.
Oh, okay.
But I've never shot anything. I don't know. Yeah.
Have you shot a gun?
Yeah. I was in the army.
Oh, okay. What do you call a running turkey?
Is this a joke? I don't know.
It's fast food.
I guess that makes sense. Sure. Okay.
What key has legs and can't open a door?
What?
A turkey.
Oh my God.
Are goblets made from turkey gobblers?
No, they're definitely, not that I'm aware of, no.
And are cranberries red because they saw the turkey dressing?
Oh my God! What is this?
Are peach cobblers made from turkey gobblers? Gobbler.
No, they're made from shoemakers.
Oh, Shane, and that deep voice. You got jokes. Now, do we say season greetings because it's all about the seasonings we put in the holiday food?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you got to throw some cumin in there.
Mm-hmm. And are you getting basted this Thanksgiving?
You know what? No, I'm getting wasted.
Okay. You know, Shane, I just met you, and this is gravy. Here's my stuffing. Carve me, maybe.
That's ridiculous. What is this?
How often do you call the Butterball hotline?
Oh, my God.
Finally.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Christine, Lillian, and Cameron, welcome to the Manny Warren Lorenz Morning Show.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi, we're great. You are playing Can't Beat Loren for the very first time, I believe.
That is correct.
All right, let's see how you do.
Go ahead and throw her out.
All right, Loren, time to get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, headphones down. Loren's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. All right, now let's go ahead and play Can't Beat Loren. There's a chance that Matthew McConaughey could be a front runner for a Texas governor run. What famous actor became governor of California before?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hulu's documentary about the infamous Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the 2004 Super Bowl places the blame on this former NSYNC member that was on stage with her. Who are we talking about?
Justin Timberlake.
Bonus, what teams were playing?
What
teams were playing in the Super Bowl?
Oh, what Super Bowl was it?
It was the Panthers. Panthers were in that Super Bowl.
Oh,
Yeah, I believe so, right? I'm right on that, right? Yeah. Elon Musk's one-year-old son made a brief appearance during a virtual presentation for SpaceX. Elon Musk is known as the CEO of what electric car company?
Tesla.
Yes, that is correct. Saweetie made her SNL debut over the weekend. What network does SNL air on? Saturday Night Live airs on what network? What's that?
NBC.
Okay. And Kevin Hart thinks he would have gotten the Sexiest Man Alive title if he hadn't campaigned so hard in Thailand this year and plans to get it next year. What actor got it this year?
Oh, man.
Who was named Sexiest Man Alive of 2021?
Good.
Three, two, one. No answer there. All right. Let's bring in Rin.
All right.
All right. Christine and who else was in the car?
Yeah.
Lillian and Cameron?
Yep.
Four correct is what they got.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good battle. There's a chance that Matthew McConaughey is going to be the front runner for Texas governor race. What other famous actor became the governor of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is,
I don't know if I can say his name without saying it in the accent.
That's correct. One to one. Hulu's documentary about the infamous Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the 2004 Super Bowl places the blame on this former NSYNC member.
Justin Timberlake.
That is correct. 2-2. Elon Musk's one-year-old son made a brief appearance during a virtual presentation for SpaceX. Elon's known as the CEO of what electric car company?
Tesla.
That is correct. 3-3. Saweetie made a SNL debut over the weekend. What network does Saturday Night Live air on?
NBC.
That is correct. And Kevin Hart thinks he would have gotten the Sexiest Man Alive title. He's going to try to get it next year. What actor was named Sexiest Man Alive?
Paul Rudd.
That is correct. Unfortunately, they did not know that one. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you have 141 wins.
Christine.
Congrats, Lorraine.
Thank you. I was going to say, you know what we want to hear, guys?
We're the
Brownlow
that we can't beat, Lorraine.
Thanks for playing. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, yeah. My belly's rumbling.
This is the MRL Show.
You know we love it.
Ooh. Drink like a fish. Eat like a fat pig. Come on, baby.
It's Thanksgiving week, and although you're probably counting your blessings right now, there is somebody to bring you down. Right back down to earth. Put your 2 feet on the ground, and that is Must Be Nice Guy. He's on the phone.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Must Be Nice Guy.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
I like to take you around the holidays, see how my favorite rock star morning show's doing.
We're pretty good.
Yeah. How is the queen of radio doing?
Nicole?
No, I'm
talking
about Nicole. Oh,
Nicole's
there?
Yeah, Nicole's here.
Hey, Nicole. Hi, I hear y'all got some pretty big celebrations coming up, Thanksgiving food and whatnot. Hey, Nicole, I heard that you have 2 Thanksgivings you got to go to.
Yeah, with each of my parents.
Must be nice. Get 2 big old meals on Thanksgiving.
Mm. Hey, Must Be Nice Guy, did you hear that producer Nicole is also spending it with her girlfriend, but from afar?
Yeah, you know, I heard that. I heard it. Let me tell you, Must Be Nice, you love your girlfriend so much, you shipped her to Utah. Must be nice. Must be nice to have a car that can get you to drive all the way to Utah without breaking down. Every time I leave the parking lot of Walmart, my Toyota Corolla makes a big black smoke. Must be nice.
I think that means you need your oil changed, Must Be Nice Guy.
Well, listen, you do what you can on the salary I got. Hey, Nicole.
What?
So is it true you're going to make your girlfriend some super robot on Thanksgiving and she's going to watch you from Utah eat your food so you can watch her eat her food?
I'm going to do a thing called FaceTime, yes.
Must be nice. I wonder if that's anything like the Walmart security camera. When I walk in, I can see myself and wave back at myself. Yeah, must be nice. Hey, at least the good part is that if they fart, you don't smell it.
Okay.
And then the other good thing is that I think if other families did that, if somebody mm-hmm. started talking about race or politics, yeah. you could just mute them.
No, or act like they're breaking up.
Must be not. Hey, Lorraine.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
How's that beautiful house of yours, that 5-star chateau?
Chateau as well.
Wow. Do you have valet for your Thanksgiving dinner?
I do not.
Must be nice. I heard you had a big driveway that people can, it's like, it has like roads. It's like a U-turn. you need a traffic light in that driveway. Hey, Lorraine.
Yes.
How many people's coming to your super spreader event during the pandemic?
We are having a super spreader Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how many? 50?
16.
16 mm-hmm. people. Must be nice to have a table that can fit 16 people. Wow, I don't even think restaurants can hold that many people at one table. Whenever your family goes out, do y'all have to buy the restaurant out? 16 people is a lot of people. Hey, Lorraine.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you, do you, for Thanksgiving, do you cook the food in a pan and then put that food in a bowl, which then you then put that food into a plate? Do you dirty up bowls for no reason, serving bowls and all that stuff?
Oh, of course we do, yes. Yeah, we do that.
Nice. You got all this serving bowls. Hey, Lorraine.
Yeah.
Hey, what about, do you got a bottle of wine that you then put into another bottle, and then you then take that one and put it in a glass? I think they call it
like a decanter. Uh-huh. Yes, must be nice guy. I do have a decanter.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you just love dirtying up dishes? Well, that's probably not a big deal. You probably have a staff there that can clean up after you.
Must be nice guy. Why don't you come to my Thanksgiving? I'm inviting you to Thanksgiving.
No, must be nice to be invited to the chateau.
Don't turn this around on me. Holy cow, someone's rolling out the red flipping carpet. Call the paparazzi.
I would love to have you at my super spreader event.
Holy cow, am I going to sit next to George Clooney? I know you're friends with all the superstar celebrities.
You might mistake my husband as George Clooney.
Holy,
he does have silver
yeah.
hair.
Do I have to leave a tip for your waitstaff?
Yes, you can put it right in my hand because I am the waitstaff.
Let me ask you, what artist did you book to perform? Is there going to be live music?
Oh, I think I missed the mark on that one.
How many fresh flowers you going to have on the table?
A good deal.
Well, I bet so. Must be. I can't wait to go over there. Hey, you don't mind if I borrow some fancy clothes so I can feel like a richo?
You want to borrow my clothes?
Yeah, that way I can feel nice and rich.
Mr. Nice Guy, I love you, but I think that's where we're going to draw the line.
All right. Well, I do appreciate the invite. You know, the only thing I have is I'm going to be eating whatever's at the church house. We do a big little potluck, and we get together. You never want to eat Linda's food that she brings in. She don't know how to cook anything over at the church house, but we're going to have a good old time.
You know, I really wish Roy was here for Must Be Nice Guy. It's so strange. You guys are never in the room at the same time.
I heard he's having a big old Thanksgiving, too. He's hosting.
Hosting for, I think, the first or second time.
That poor thing. I heard that he spent $300 at Williams-Sonoma. By the way, I thought that was a form of cancer, Sonoma.
Carcinoma.
I didn't know what that was. Only thing I've ever heard of is, like, Walmart, mm-hmm. Marshall's, Staples. That's all I know. Well, listen, must be nice. I'm thankful for y'all. Y'all the best morning radio show here in the Charlotte, North Carolina.
Aw, thanks, must be nice guy.
Yeah, listen, I'll be listening to y'all on Thanksgiving. Y'all gonna be live?
No, we'll not be live on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you must be nice. Get a day off. I know I'll be working. working. I'm going to be working over at the medicine test factory trying out new medicine so you can be safe whenever you eat your medicine. You must be nice. Listen, y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
You all too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, what did I miss?
Roy, you always miss Must Be Nice Guy.
I was in the bathroom. What did he want?
He just wanted to say hello.
Oh, well, I hope he's doing well.
Mr. Must Be Nice. Happy Thanksgiving. This is the MRL Show on Kiss 95.1.
Thanksgiving's, of course, a couple days away, and a lot of people on Thanksgiving do something that we like to call the turkey drop, which is heavy news, important news, that is ends up overshadowing the meal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of families do it, and a lot of people are doing it. And Loren's kind of dealing with what I call a turkey drop light version.
Yeah. So I've talked about this before in the show, but I have two half sisters from my dad's first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say last year or the year before, right around the same time, one of my sisters had reached out to me and we talked about it on the show. Well, now, last week, during the full moon, my other sister reached out to me and kind of sent me this message that I'm not 100% sure what to do with. So, do you guys mind if I share it with you?
Please.
And then you can kind of give me your feedback. And I hate the fact, because it does kind of bash my dad a little bit, but and he's obviously not here to defend himself. But
sure, but let's see what this person has done.
Yeah, so I'll share this with you guys. So she reached out, and the message starts very nicely. It says, "You know something? I'm so proud of you and Vinny," which is my brother. "You're beautiful, Elle. You..."
Elle.
Yeah. Hmm. "I'm really missing having family. I never hurt you. Dad hated me because I looked like my mom, and my mom hated me because I acted like my dad. Even though he wasn't in my life, Dad treated me and our other sister poorly."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hold on. Sorry, I have screenshots of this. So, "He was arrogant and sabotaged my emotions. He wanted you for so much longer than before you were even thought of. Your kids are adorable. You've got it all. I hope, I'm so happy for you. Please call me or message me."
That was like a compliment mixed, but covered with non-compliments.
I don't even know what to do with it. Like, last week I went down this rabbit hole, and then I was like, I didn't grow up with these girls, right? Uh-huh. Like, they are a lot older than I am, and yeah. I'm 37. These girls are probably 25 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really had a relationship with them. My other sister, kind of, she was around when I was little,
mm-hmm.
but my other sister, the older one who messaged me, I don't even know that I've ever met her. So to be like, I'm really missing having family. I never hurt you. I'm like,
we're not family.
Right.
I don't know you.
And I don't know if that is rude or if my feelings about not really having feelings toward them is valid.
I think it's valid. I think your feelings are valid. They weren't around. And then for her to sit there and trash your dad,
That to me has been the common thread with both of them trying to get back in the door with me. And I'm like, if it didn't work 2 years ago, like, you're so doubled down on that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry you didn't have the same relationship with Dad that I did, but I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That's an awful message to send somebody right at Thanksgiving. And does she... I wonder what her goal is, to hurt you by saying those mean things about your dad, and then she feels bad about hurting you, so then she talks about how beautiful your family is. Like, what? Like, what's
right?
Their...
Did you try to balance it out, or do you see my family and wish that you? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that. I don't even know if she has kids, to be honest with you. I know my one sister does, but.
Well, this is a really good text message. 732 says she threw in way too much about her hurt. You know, right. She threw in too much about her pain. Like, she needs to go work that out.
Right. But so then that's the other thing. I'm like, are you trying to get me to clean up Dad's mess that he had with you? To be honest with you, like, I wasn't around. Like, I don't know that you were completely innocent in the whole situation either.
And like, so he divorced his wife, which that the kids, and who knows, maybe the wife was like, I don't want you around this family. And so, like, he couldn't be a present figure.
Right.
You know?
But it sounds like she was kind of poo-pooed on by her mom, too. And I'm like,
yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to do with that.
I tell you what, if she's trying to get an invite to that chateau for Thanksgiving, she needs to work on her pitch.
Right?
That is not how you get into the castle, sweetie. She says, 925 says, it sounds like she's jealous of your life. Now, a lot of text messages are saying that. Do you think that she sees, I mean, that you're a, you know, radio superstar, you have nice things, good, you know, nice family, picture perfect life, which we all know, by the way, that's just the image you want people to see. Life is not picture perfect.
Life is not what you see in social media and on it. Everybody's got their struggles, right?
Sure, sure. But do you think she sees that and goes, that was supposed to be me?
Maybe.
That's supposed to, and does she think, because come on, let's clear. You and Dallas have made a really good living for yourself. You guys are very successful financially. Do you think that she thinks that that money came from your dad?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
did it come from your dad?
No, it didn't. My dad didn't have anything.
Oh, okay.
The other thing here is she did reach out to my brother a couple years ago when my other sister reached out to me. I guess they decided to divide and conquer.
That's good.
And this woman who sent me the message, the older sister, asked my brother for money 2 years ago.
So they must think your dad was rich and gave you guys money.
And I don't understand that because she knows, like, my dad was not well off in any way, shape, or form. He worked three jobs. Like, he, you know, I don't know. I just don't know what to do with the text message. And I kind of sat on it last week. I sent it to my mom and my brother, and we just chalked it up as, like, it's a full moon, but I don't know.
You know, why don't you go ahead, if you guys want to give Loren some advice, you can call 704-570-9595. We have a lot of text messages saying it's not your job to work out on her unresolved issues. She's definitely jealous of you. Such a passive-aggressive way to try to heal a relationship that was not really existed.
And, you know, my dad did try to repair the relationship with both of them. I remember, like, my younger sister came down and, like, stayed with us in Florida when I was a teenager. And that sister ended up telling my dad to fly a kite on his deathbed. So I'm like, you know, you guys shot yourself in the foot. I don't know what to tell you.
704 says, I've seen a lot of Lifetime movies. Be careful allowing someone emotionally damaged into your life.
That's kind of how I feel.
I'm sorry you got that message. What a way to stir up emotions at the holidays.
Yeah. And last week was a doozy, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Loren, what we're here for you. Don't listen to what she says. She's got issues. We got to get to a senseless survey, and of course, we'll take your phone calls that we could put on the wrap party. So if you want to call and give Loren advice about this message she got from her long-lost sister, you can call us 704-570-9595. Senseless survey, though, a Thanksgiving edition is next.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hello?
Shane! What's going on, Shane?
I'm doing pretty good. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mr. Brown from the U.S. Census Bureau. I thought I could catch you real quick. I got Form 12 of the 3DDs, and evidently it wasn't filled out properly. So it's the questionnaire I got to fill out for you and submit in for the census.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, you caught me by surprise.
I'm sorry, yeah. Shane. I'm sorry. It's just going to take a couple seconds. By the way, Shane, you got a deep voice.
Yeah. I've been like this since I was like 12.
Wow. I'll try to talk as deep as you.
Oh, don't even try. It's just how it is.
Where do you stand on the whole save money versus YOLO debate?
It just depends on the day, honestly.
Well, are you a white or a dark meat guy?
I don't know. Dark meat, I guess.
Okay, so you like the turkey legs?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
That's your question.
What time, we want to understand what Americans do on Thanksgiving. What time do you wake up on Thanksgiving to go shoot your turkey?
Oh, I don't shoot my turkey. I'm not much of a cook. I usually just go to someone's house and they make turkey. I'll bring a side.
Oh, okay.
But I've never shot anything. I don't.
Have you shot a gun?
Yeah. I was in the army.
Oh, okay. What do you call a running turkey?
Is this a joke? I don't know.
It's fast food.
I guess that makes sense. Sure. Okay.
What key has legs and can't open a door?
What?
A turkey.
Oh my God.
Are goblets made from turkey gobblers?
No, they're definitely, not that I'm aware of, no.
And are cranberries red because they saw the turkey dressing?
Oh my God! What is this?
Are peach cobblers made from turkey gobblers?
No, they're made from shoemakers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Shane, and that deep voice—you got jokes. Now, do we say season greetings because it's all about the seasonings we put in the holiday food?
Yeah, no, that's definitely it. You got to throw some cumin in there.
Mm-hmm. And are you getting basted this Thanksgiving?
You know what? No, I'm getting wasted.
Okay. You know, Shane, I just met you, and this is gravy. Here's my stuffing. Carve me, maybe.
That's ridiculous. What is this?
How often do you call the Butterball hotline?
Oh, my God.
Stick around. MRL will be back in 5 on Kiss 95.1.
So my daughter, Ruby, she's doing this thing, and it is really cute. And I don't like to brag on my kids too much. I try to just, share stories about their lives. But she's doing this thing that's so cute. Anybody she sees, she goes, "Oh, hello there. Oh, hi there.
Well,
hi there."
Ruby also does this really cute thing in the morning where she says she wants to see daddy's friends.
So she'll want to FaceTime me. Yeah. And then she'll say, "Hi, daddy. Let me see your friends."
Yeah, and then we get to see her.
And that's you and Loren. Let me see friends. That's the first thing. Let me see friends.
Yeah.
Hi there. So little talkie-talkie, we're out to a restaurant the other night, and little talkie-talkie has to go to the bathroom. And I say, "Ruby, you have to go pee?" She goes, "Yes, I have to go pee." So I take her to the bathroom, and she does her business and then runs out in front of me into a packed restaurant and yelled, "I peed!"
Yes, you did. Good girl.
Loud as can be. And I mean, there had to be 20 tables that heard it, and they all laughed. Everybody laughed. And she was like, she doubled down. She's like, "I peed, Mommy. I peed." And everybody was just laughing. Because at that point, it's just really funny. You have to laugh at that. Mm-hmm. But then, to try and get her excitement down and tell her that you don't say that in a crowded restaurant.
It's a private thing.
It's a private thing. She's going, no private, no, I peed. And then I'm walking back to the table and I'm like, yeah, that's my daughter.
Yeah.
Good one. Anybody else need to pee? I can make this an announcement for everyone.
I'll walk you to the bathroom too. Let's go to the phones. This is Stacy in Newton. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, so we were riding in my husband's truck, which is on 40. Like, it's a massive truck. And my son, he's 4, he loves it. He calls it the monster truck and stuff. And we were sitting in the truck waiting. My husband had run into the store. And this guy pulled up next to us in this really nice, like, brand new Chevy truck. And we're in Hickory, North Carolina, where you can't talk about people's trucks. Mm-hmm. And my son looked out the window in earshot of this man's brand new truck and said, look, Mom, it's a baby truck. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, son, you can't talk about people's trucks. But luckily, he was a good sport. And he just looked up at us and he's like, yeah, well, I guess if that's what you're in, I guess so.
I love it. Son, we do not talk about pickup trucks up here in Hickory. No. Thank you for sharing, Stacy. No, that's a good one.
A pickup truck is like your own family member. You don't. This is Amber in Kannapolis. You're on with the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
So we were at Walmart, and my daughter was maybe 2 and a half, just forming words. And we were in the shoe section, and she wanted to get out of the buggy onto the bench. Well, there was a lady sitting there, and my daughter kept saying bench. But she thought that she was saying something else, and she was like, excuse me? I said, no, she's not calling you anything. She wants to get out and sit there to try on shoes.
Like, why is this kid yelling the B word at me?
Sorry, I said, no, that's not what she's saying, I promise.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Let's go and have a conversation with Bob. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
I was listening to y'all's program all the time.
Oh, thank you.
And I just got thinking about, I remember the first fish both my daughters had caught and my grandboy caught was staying down at working out in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And my granddaughter, first thing she ever caught was a big old blue crab. I mean, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hard time getting off because it scared her. And get talking about around people, talking about fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing she said, yes, and my brother caught a flounder, his first fish, and said, my first thing I caught, my papa, let me catch the old crabs. Now I had to explain to people, what she meant.
That little kid running around, I caught crabs.
You don't have to back up away from me. That's not what she means. I tell you what, Bob, you're a fantastic storyteller. How are you doing this morning, all right?
Oh, pretty good. And everything, I'm up here to the laundromat early doing my laundry.
Oh, well, we appreciate you listening to the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show on 95.1.
Yeah, I do all, every day.
All right, man.
That's awesome. Have a great day, Bob, okay?
Okay, same to y'all.
See you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
What a fantastic guy. Love this accent.
Kid got crabs.
Can't keep up with everything happening on the show? It's okay. We keep up for you. Listen to the podcasts, read articles, check out personal pictures whenever you want, all on the Kiss 95.1 app and kiss951.com.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like the foreign land. Please carry me, carry me home. I spend all of the love I saved. We were always a losing game. Small town boy in a big arcade. I got addicted to a losing game. till I carry the carry the carry on.
Checking back in with him hopefully sometime next week. But how many pair of shoes do you own?
Did you find something that says like the average American owns so many pairs of shoes?
I do. 704-570-9595. How many pairs of shoes do you own? A new poll by MSN.com has listed them out, and I'm very curious. Because I own, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You can picture every pair of shoes that you have.
You can't? You don't know? Like, you just have that many shoes? You just don't know?
No, but I wouldn't be able to, like, count them on the top. Like, the way that I divide them up in my head is, like, where they are in the room, not what the shoe looks like.
Oh, I can just picture the shoe. Yeah. I probably have like 7 pairs. What do you have, Loren?
What's the average first? Before I go showing my cards here.
30.
Okay. All right. So the average is 30. I definitely have more than 30.
You have more than 30 pairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way I, because my, everything is very organized in my room. So mm-hmm. I have 2 individual shelves that have 12 shelves on them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 2 pairs of shoes on each of those shelves.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So that's, like, 24 on each. So about 50 on those 2. Then I have a bin of sneakers.
Okay.
Say there's probably about 12 in there.
Oh, do you have 100 pair of shoes?
No, I don't think I have 100.
70.
Probably close to 70.
So according to America, how many pairs of shoes do you own? 75% of Americans own fewer than 10 pairs.
You lied to me. You lied.
I just wanted your actual number.
Wow. And I just blindly followed you there.
Other end has 70 pairs of shoes.
That's so rude. Not only do I look like such a shopaholic now, I'm sure my husband's listening, which will create a conversation later.
I'm going to give you Thanksgiving dinner topics. You have 70 pairs of shoes. 75% of America has fewer than 10. If you feel any comfort, about 15% of Americans... 13% of Americans say they have dozens. You have dozens, just many dozens. 70.
You tricked me, Roy Brown.
I love it. We'll have that article up for you. Kiss95.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, friends are on a text chain together, high school friends, and there's 2 of my friends who are divorced, and they're both on Tinder. And they send us pictures of the Tinder dates. and they get the married guys all fired up.
Okay.
And married guys are like, hey, married group, what are you guys doing tonight? And my one friend's like, five soccer games, homework. You know, I'm like, I'm putting Ruby to bed after the bath. Like, well, we're going on Tinder dates, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then so one guy in the group will always be like, all right, well, send us a picture. Let's see what you got. So my one friend says my one friend who's on Tinder sends a picture of his Tinder date. And he says, you guys are going to love my Tinder date tonight. She's 38, an executive, smart, beautiful, and it's our second date. And so we were like, all right, well, send us a picture. You know, I'm sitting by the tub just hanging out, giving Ruby a bath. I'll bite. I'll see what she looks like. And I get this picture. And it's this woman, and she's somewhat attractive, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. She's an attractive woman.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
And that's her Tinder profile picture. Well, one guy in the text chain says, oh, my God, it looks like, and I don't want to say anybody's name, but it looks like another guy on our text chain's mom.
Oh, is he dating someone's mom?
So we are like, oh, my God, you're totally right. It does. It looks like his mom. It looks like his mom. Everybody's like, oh, my God, that is so funny. And we're like, well, we knew you always had a crush on such and such a mom. That's why you're attracted to her. And that's why you swipe right on this person on Tinder. And the one friend's not responding at all. The friend whose mom we think she looks like is not responding on this text chain. And the friend who we think that she looks like talks all the time on the text chain.
So he's calling mom. That's what he's doing.
We're like, are you mad? And then somebody's like, oh, don't be mad, dude. And he's like, oh, my God, I did have a thing. So the guy who's going on a date with her goes, oh, my God, I did always have a thing for her. Ha ha. Don't worry. I won't think about her as I kiss her tonight. And my friend finally just texts back. The guy whose mom it looks like sends back a text. And it's just three words. You're all wrong! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Like, it doesn't look like my mom.
No, of course, it's not really his mom, but he's saying...
We know it's not, but he's saying like, no, it doesn't really look like my mom.
You're all wrong, yeah. And then he's like, it doesn't look anything like my mom. So then, my one friend is so good. He goes back in time and pulls up a picture of her hanging out with all of us pre-prom, and it looks like her.
Mom, yeah,
especially back then in 1992. You know, she's older now. But anyway, I thought that was funny that he's going on a Tinder date with someone who looks like a friend's mom.
That story would have been so better if it was the mom.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
That would have been awesome.
But, Loren, you grew up with a mom who was young and always attractive looking. Were you annoyed when your guy friends used to say things about your mom? Like, hey, is she hanging out by the pool and whatnot?
1,000.
Yeah.
Like, I would hate it.
You still get that today.
I do.
Even Roy's mom, Cindy, is young and attractive.
Yeah. You know what irritates me about my mom? Love her to death, but when we go out and somebody thinks she's the younger sister, that hurts my ego so badly.
When was the last time that happened?
We were going over to the comedy club to see a show, and we were sitting at the bar up top, and the guy was like, is this your little sister? And I was like, my little sister.
How dare you?
Our senior class beat up Mickey Mouse and threw him in a lake.
I told women that you are absolutely beautiful, and evidently that's creepy to tell strangers.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
This is not good for society, children.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
You know, Loren, before I get to your dirty, I just want to say I feel like a TikToker.
Okay, why?
When you watch these young TikTokers, they always have their rooms with cool colors and cool lighting. And our engineer Brad was showing me all these things that you can do to get that in your home. Because I never did it because I'm like, well, I'm a grown man. And this seems like it's for children. Now I'm into it. Now it's cool. Now I'm all in. And my whole house is going to be pink by 8 p.m. So get ready, y'all.
That's so funny.
Get ready. It's going to be pride colors. In my little ranch.
And I have these at our house where you can, like, you know, it's just from your app where you can turn them on and off. And I don't have the voice thing attached, but.
That's cool. Okay, well, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, sorry about that. So it's okay. We'll get to the American Music Awards here in a second. But a couple things happening. Matthew McConaughey is the forerunner for becoming the Texas governor. And I think that's hilarious. because this whole thing kind of, it didn't start as a joke, but he was like, yeah, maybe I'll do it, you know, and then it got more serious, and here we are.
Yeah, I'm done with the celebrities being in our politics. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. So this is kind of crazy to me. Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery that happened in 2016. Do you know there is still no trial set for them?
Really? It's been 5 years.
So 15 people were originally arrested, and only 12 will actually stand trial, but there is no trial date.
Is it because of COVID? They keep delaying everything?
Maybe. Yeah. But, oh my gosh, like to really drag that thing out, huh?
Okay.
And then, of course, the American Music Awards were last night. The BTS Army is strong. They were the big winners of the night. They took home 3 awards, including Artist of the Year, Favorite Pop Group, and then Favorite Pop Song for Butter. Megan Thee Stallion won big, and Taylor Swift continues to be a big winner there.
Okay.
So.
Interesting. Yeah. Taylor Swift's new album. Did she have a new album? Yeah, she did have a new album.
Well, you know, she's re-recording things now, too. So she had Willow and then whatever the follow-up was. And then she also just re-released Red. So, but yeah.
I wonder how that works, because technically Kiss owns everything that we do. Could we just go re-record all of our bits?
Taylor Swift is actually the biggest winner in AMA history. She has like 34 trophies.
Good God.
Yeah, but she won for favorite female pop artist, and then also favorite pop album for Evermore, which was, I think, was the follow-up to Willow.
Okay.
So, but anyway, that is your dirty. For more celebrity gossip, you can always head to kiss951.com.
Manny is out today. He'll be back hopefully sometime next week, and we'll talk with him then. If you missed anything on the show, you can always get the podcast. We have a link for you at kiss951.com. Just type in the MRL show wherever you get your podcast, and we'll pop up there. Rap Party, where we dive deeper into this turkey drop that was laid on Loren's lap. Her long-lost sister reached out to her and didn't have the nicest thing to say.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
But wants to get together.
But wants to get together. Trying to get that Thanksgiving invite. But by the way, I hate you, but I love you.
I love you. I hate you.
We'll dive in deeper with the Rap Party. It's an episode on the MRL On Demand podcast. Until then, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.